Yeah? What's that? My phone's ringing? Okay, hold on. Who is it?
Oh,
it's my mom. I wonder why she's calling this late. Hi, Mom. Oh, we're doing great. How about you and Dad? No, no, we just finished eating. Yes, Ma. Kumakain kami ng tama. Eh? Di naman masarap yung gulay eh. Fine. I'll add it to our grocery list, okay? Okay? So, why did you call? I mean, isn't it late? So chine-check nyo lang kami. Akala ko naman kung bakit. Yeah, no, it's fine, Mom. No, we're just about to head to bed. I was actually washing my face. Okay, Ma. Can't wait to see you too. Go to sleep, okay? Okay, good night. Okay, I love you too. Okay, bye. Moms, right? What was that? Oh, it was nothing. She was just checking on us. Seeing how we're doing, you know. Oh, right. I guess I haven't taught you how to speak Filipino, huh? Yeah. It does sound a little bit like Spanish. But I mean, the Philippines was a Spanish colony way back when. So it wouldn't really be surprising for the two languages to have some similarities. Wait, right now? I mean, sure. But it's not like you're gonna speak fluently after one night. And why the sudden interest? Aww, look at you. Getting all interested in your boyfriend's native language. What? Are you preparing to meet my parents already? Can't wait to lock me down? Hey, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But it's actually pretty sweet that, you know, you want to learn. But I'm telling you, it won't be easy, you know. Especially considering that there are a lot of Filipino languages. Well, more like dialects, but you get what I'm saying, right? What language we were using? That's, I guess, the main one. Tagalog. Yeah, Tagalog. Okay. But just so you know, teaching isn't my best skill. So I can only teach you a couple of basic phrases and words. Okay then. I guess we're not really doing anything tonight anyway. So, what do you want to learn first? How to introduce yourself? Okay. So, when you're introducing yourself, you say, "Ako po si," then your name. Like, "Ako po si Josh." Now you try. Yeah, that's it. "Ako po si." No. "Ako po si" is "I am." Like, "I am Josh." "My name is" roughly translates to "Ang pangalan ko po ay." "Ang pangalan ko po ay." Then, your name. Pangalan is name. Okay, one more time. Good. Now you're getting it. Okay, what's next? How are you? Okay. So, in Filipino, "How are you" is "Kamusta po kayo?" Kamusta po kayo? Yeah, it does sound a lot like "Como estás." It's, I guess, one of the Spanish phrases we picked up. But in Filipino, it's "Kamusta," not "Como estás." Yeah, "Kamusta." And then "Po kayo." "Kamusta po kayo?" And the answer to that is usually "Mabuti naman po." "Mabuti naman po." Like, "Mabuti." Okay, I'll stop. Anyway, "Mabuti naman po" roughly translates to "I'm good" or "I'm fine." "I'm okay." What's po? Guess you picked up on that, huh? How do I explain this? Let's see. Well, it's kind of hard since there's no direct translation for it, because it's more of a cultural thing. But essentially, using po in your sentence is like showing respect. So you typically use it when you're talking to people older than you, or when you're talking to someone who has a higher social standing, like a teacher or your boss. Okay. Do you still remember how to ask how someone's doing? Yeah, that's right. "Kamusta po kayo?" But you can ask that same question by saying "Kamusta kayo?" It's still the same question, but without the po. "Kamusta po kayo?" And "Kamusta kayo?" But you use that last one when you're in a casual setting, like with a friend or a younger sibling, for instance. No, it's fine. I'm enjoying seeing you try to learn my language. Anyway, what's next? thank you. Thank you in Filipino is salamat po or salamat. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You can take out the po if it's a casual conversation. Let's see. What else can I teach you? Oh, try saying this. Pangit ako. What does that mean? It means I love you. Yeah. Now try saying it. Pangit ako. Again. One more time. I'm sorry, I'm just messing with you. Well, you just called yourself ugly a couple of times there. Hey, I'm sorry. Okay. I won't do it again. That's the last one. I promise. I swear. Oh. What is I love you in Filipino? It's mahal kita. Yes. I swear that's the proper translation this time. Okay? Mahal kita. And mahal na mahal kita means I love you so much. Okay, now you try it. Aw, I love you too, babe. But I do love you, okay? I love you. Mahal kita. Now try saying mahal din kita. It means I love you too. Yes, that's right. Mahal kita.